fire danger season. Let's find out what that means from a local police perspective. Sergeant Karen Newman and Senior Constable David Brown from the Murray Mallee Crime Prevention Section join me in the studio. Hi there, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
So, fire danger season, it's a multi-agency effort. In fact, it's community-wide, so a bit of work from everyone. What's the focus going to be for you this bushfire season?
So the police role is on certain days of the year. We will have dedicated patrols driving around the areas, so driving all the way from Murray Bridge all the way up through to the Riverland and going to the areas where people are having campfires, where barbecues are, checking to make sure that people are doing the right thing. And if they're not doing the right thing, then we will educate them in the fire danger season and the laws and legislation surrounding fire prevention. And then if need be, then we will hand out expiations as well while we're there.
So the focus for us is reducing the incidence of bushfires caused by either deliberate or reckless acts and negligent human activity, and importantly, raising community awareness of the risk of fires.
Mm. And deliberate doesn't always necessarily mean nefarious, right? It could just be that you've deliberately lit a cigarette. Right.
Exactly. So it's making sure that people are vigilant in their activities during the fire danger season and being aware of the risks, that potential risks from cigarettes and stuff like that that can cause a fire.
But then with Operation Nomad, that's about actually keeping an eye on fire bugs, people who have in the past deliberately lit fires, right?
So Operation Nomad is not specifically for that, but it's also about working closely with communities as well. So getting into our schools, going to our community centres, councils and local businesses, providing education material on how to remain safe as well. Mm-hmm. So Nomad is an educational phase to help prevent fires starting.
Take us through what the police are doing in terms of keeping an eye on those fire bugs as well.
Police have persons of interest in relation to Operation Nomad. So police do checking on those persons during the season to ensure that they're complying with all the legislation.
So what responsibility do rural property owners and residents have as they prepare their properties this bushfire season?
So in relation to urban fires, so obviously fires can cause serious harm to people and their properties. So it's important that they maintain the vegetation around their property and remove all plant debris to ensure there's fences erected, gates and warning notices to identify your property and its boundaries. Make sure that fencing and that is repaired and replaced, and inspect their property regularly for rubbish, including glass bottles, and dispose of those items immediately before the fire danger season. The other thing is to store flammable fuels correctly, fertilisers and chemicals in a secure area so they're not out in the open during that fire danger season. And also to be aware of any restrictions when using incinerators, barbecues, welding or cutting equipment or farm machinery during the fire danger season.
And that varies council to council.
It does, yep. So in relation to burning in your property, it's important for people to check with their local councils if they required permits, especially in residential areas. So it does vary from council to council, so they need to check whether a Schedule 9 permit is required from their local council.
With us at the moment is Sergeant Karen Newman and Senior Constable David Brown. We're talking about fire danger season and our responsibilities. And Constable Brown, can you take us through the new rating system that we should be aware of?
Yep, so the new fire danger rating, which has come up this year, is a four-category rating. It ranges from moderate through to high, extreme and then catastrophic. The idea behind this is that living in a bushfire area, risk area, means that we need to abide by these ratings. So if it is a moderate day, we suggest that people will plan and prepare. So, you know, there might be a risk of something happening. If it becomes a high risk day, we ask people to be ready to act. If it is an extreme day, we ask people to take action now or to protect life and property. And then if it's a catastrophic fire risk day, we ask people to leave the bushfire risk areas.
If people are travelling through areas, they can check those ratings on the CFS website, and they will give those ratings for the fire danger rating and the total fire ban areas. So it's important that, you know, if they're travellers and they're travelling into an area, that they can actually obtain that information through the CFS website.
Absolutely. What are some of the penalties for offences when, you know, for example, someone lights a fire or deliberately or makes a mistake and causes a big fire? Are there penalties we should be aware of?
There is penalties, and the penalties range from expiation notices that can be issued for lighting a fire during the fire danger season through to life imprisonment if found guilty of deliberately causing a bushfire. So some of the expiation fees range, and they are a variety of those fees. I can go through some of them.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
There is fines for people failing to take reasonable steps to prevent or inhibit the outbreak of fire. So there's an expiation fee for that, and the fee's around $567 for that. Lighting or maintaining a fire for cooking or personal comfort, contrary to the fire danger legislation, that's a $567 fine too. So there is numerous fees or fines that are in place for a multitude of offences during fire danger season.
And now, if someone is worried about a situation, maybe they've spotted something a bit dodgy going on that could potentially cause a bushfire, something like that, is there a special number? Should they just call 000?
In relation to a fire actually occurring and they see that, call 000 straight away. If it's suspicious behaviour and there's no fire, then they ring the police attendance line on 131 444 and just report the behaviour that they've seen.
And I understand as well your mates at Crime Stoppers can help out. 1-800-333-000 if there's particularly people noticing suspicious behaviour, particularly when it relates to cases that you're working on, right? And tell us more about your relationship with that organisation.
So any information what goes through to Crime Stoppers is all anonymous information. You do not need to provide your name. That information will then be passed on to a relevant police station to investigate the inquiry.
Great. And you've got a whole lot of really useful fact sheets actually here. We've got campfire bushfire prevention, harvesting bushfire prevention, equipment, vehicle maintenance. We've got mowers and slashes, bushfire prevention, garden waste, all sorts of really useful information sheets. I understand you were handing them out in the marketplace the other day. Is there anywhere we can grab them now?
Certainly. We have them at all your local police stations. So if anyone wants any fact sheets in relation to fire danger season, they can attend the local police station and ask the officers there to obtain those. You can also find them on the South Australia Police website as well. So there's fact sheets there.
Well, Sergeant Karen Newman and Senior Constable David Brown, thank you so much for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you.